You're listening to the greatest radio station.
Jack, before you leave, make sure those promos are done for next week.
I'm almost done, boss. Just getting used to the new sound equipment, that's all.
I don't want to overburden you right now, but I'm afraid I need some help. After work, would you mind stopping by to fix some equipment?
I don't know what could be at your house that I could fix, but if you're looking to give your sound engineer some overtime...
Let's not go over budget. The new soundboard alone costs us a fortune. But let me just say, as your general manager, I believe that you can handle it.
Mr. Westervelt, what's that in the backyard behind your house?
That's my own broadcast tower, isn't it great?
You're not going to put our station out of business, are you? That thing was brand new, judging by all the moved dirt.
They certainly tore up the backyard putting it in.
So what'd you do, rip the one off the top of the station and bring it home?
Believe it or not, I've actually been working hard in this city my whole life. I was just very fortunate to finally get something in return.
Surely you don't expect me to climb up there during this storm.
Of course not. Come inside and don't worry. I'll explain its purpose.
So what equipment do you have down here? I can't believe this. So last week you disabled the cameras and strolled out the back door of thousands of dollars of our station's equipment. You stole it, and that's why I'm wasting my time learning how to work new equipment?
We had to do it.
Are you implicating me in this or your wife?
She's out of town, hasn't seen it yet.
Why? Why did you need to do this?
I'm broadcasting using my tower to help listeners who are just like me.
But who does this? I mean, what do you even want me to do?
I need you, Jack, to understand its importance. You see, listening to these neural sounds emitted by my broadcast is therapeutic to my recent condition. When I'm not distracted by the radio noise, I hear voices of people, including some callers to our morning shows that have gone missing. All day and night, those unbearable voices build up inside of me until, I guess you wouldn't understand, but at least there are others out there that have truly suffered with the sickness of guilt. Jack, this is our only alternative.
I really think I need a minute.
Please hurry back.
I've also asked from the fire department. When the police arrived at night after obtaining a search warrant, Charles Westervelt says his house ablaze. The fire was so strong that even the downpour from the storm couldn't stop it. The heat also melted his prized broadcast tower. I saw its twisted metal through the smoke the next day when I drove by the scene. Everything was burnt to the ground. Speaking of ground, the heavy rain unearthed remains under the mounds of dirt that washed away in the backyard. I really hate to think about what would have happened had I stayed. It's still hard for me to contemplate everything when I've been talking to detectives all week. His whereabouts are currently unknown, and this leaves me terrified that one day he might come back, or worse, I'll have to find my own sanity within the sounds of a radio.